Hi, friends out there in computer land. This is Carolyn Evers. And who do we have with us today? Do you care to give your name, darling?
Sirlene.
Indeed. Are we ready for you guys or what?
We are.
And I hope that you beautiful people who are sitting out there listening to our wonderful voices are going to give us a call here at 877-876-5227. Because even though this is a two-hour show, the time just sails away into the sunset. And if there is something that you need out there, if you don't start dialing before the others do, you're not going to get a chance to get to us.
That's the way it goes, isn't it?
Isn't it, my darling? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so we're ready to listen.
Indeed. We didn't talk earlier today about topics, but then, you know, we don't really have any problem.
We didn't, did we?
No. And so I am wondering, did you have anything in mind that you wanted to talk about today?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so busy on that other stuff that I hadn't even thought about it.
Okay. Well, then I will jump in here.
Okay.
See, I gave you a chance
to speak.
You blew it.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit about the harrow line and the harrow. And for those of you who might be involved in some other disciplines, yoga, for instance, you might be familiar with the harrow line. And in martial arts, if you could draw a line from, say, the abdominal area and imagine that going down into the core of the earth. You would be aligning yourself to earth. But there is another aspect of that. And what the other aspect of that is that same line goes up to source in the center of the cosmos. I mean, just think about the possibilities and the potential of this. And so what this is, and it's hard to believe this because, you know, numbers are so astronomical of the number of people here on this planet, but we have a connection to the core of the earth, and we have a connection to Mother, Father, God, all there is, source, whatever name you choose to call that entity that resides in the center of the cosmos. We can be aligned and should be aligned to bring the most perfect balance into the physical body. So I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about the harrow and the harrow line. And so if you out there who are listening to my voice, just concentrate on this because this is something that you really need to know and to work with. So what I might suggest to you is put your consciousness into your body for a second, this beautiful, magnificent body that is connected to the divine blueprint, the divine program that came down here from God, and we connect it to our physical. So see that physical. And then imagine this line that goes directly up to source and down into the center of the cosmos, and see yourself aligned with that. Now we have a caller, apparently, answered her urging or his urging, and we'll get with that, and then we'll come back and talk about Hara and how to connect the Hara and the Hara line. And so, who are we speaking to? Your name, please?
Oh, it's Dominic from London, England.
Hi, Dominic.
Hello.
How did you
Hello.
Find us here, darling? You usually search us out on Cosmic Connections. You've been following us, huh?
Yes, I've managed to track you down, yes. Okay, I've got a, I think it might be another kind of other incarnation, or being, former incarnation issue. I think one of my incarnations maybe might have been buried alive.
Oh. Yeah, you know, this happened to a lot of us, didn't it? And it's kind of terrifying, isn't it?
Yeah.
that moment when we crossed over to be in terror and agony, and here you are in this body remembering that. I'm going to turn you over to Charlene, because you need to have this clear, Dominic. Thank you for calling, and Charlene, I'm going to pass this beautiful gentleman over to you.
Okay, Dominic. What kind of experiences are you having right now?
It's kind of being trapped in the time.
Say that again.
It's like being trapped in a very tiny little place, like being buried in, stuck in a coffin, or maybe stuck in a tube, or...
Okay. All right, so we'll go back in.
Wait a minute, Charlene. Before you do that, darling, I want you to explore something that Dominic said about being shut into a tube. He is imagining a tube or a coffin. Let's explore that a little before we go in and clear it. I want to have an understanding of where he actually was shut in. Can we do that?
Is he there, Dominic?
Oh, I am.
Okay, go ahead.
Some ideas I seem to have might be like a cave-in I know that in Victorian times in England, children were sent down chimneys to unblock them, and they were stuck in there and left to die.
Mm.
So there might be more than one issue.
You have a sense that this is what happened to you, Dominic, that you were caught in a chimney?
I know that it feels like I'm in a kind of a very tight tunnel.
Uh-huh.
It's confusing. It might be odd.
Okay, well, let Charlene take over now, darling.
Yeah.
Okay, does it look like, does it feel like it's closing in on you? It's dark.
Yes, it's very dark.
It's very dark. Is it a coal mine?
It feels like underground tunnels, man-made.
Yeah.
Like being told, maybe in a factory, someone's been told to clear out a tube, it might be blocked, and they got stuck in there for the rest of their life, and nobody could get them out. And it might be a mine, that's another thing, it just might be man-made tunnels through a mine.
Well, we'll just go in, your higher source is God, right?
Yeah.
Let's go in and have God clear that for you. Are you having, what I wanted to ask you, though, what kind of symptoms are you having on this earthly plane that gives you that feeling? Because God will go in and release it.
Kind of frozen with fear, not sure if I'm resting, I start feeling like, I'm numb. And I feel a bit closed in, and maybe in day-to-day life, I'm not sure what's going on outside, my own kind of mental, out of my own mind, as it were. I have a kind of trapped-in feeling.
Okay, now, would you say to me one of the feelings is fear?
Yeah, close in fear.
Okay.
I'm not claustrophobic, but...
Would there be another one that you'd want God to release called fear and what? Some other feeling you're having. What is it? Is it terror?
Terror. Right now it is, but terror.
Okay.
The idea of being shoved into a place without being given to what to do and not really sure how to cope with it.
Okay. Okay, so we'll have God go in and clear it for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, just a minute.
What I'd like to say, Dominic, while Charlene is working on this, with the God force, the event that you are going through right now is really terrifying to you. And
yes,
and she'll help you with this. What I want to say to others who might be out there listening to this is that all of us at some point in our past lifetimes have been in a situation like this, where at the point of death, there was some very traumatic issue going on that brought a great deal of fear, that brought a great deal of terror. And this is stuck energy. And it wasn't cleared before this individual crossed over. And so he comes today as Dominic, and that fear and that issue was released into the blood system through the DNA, and now it is surfacing in his life now. He's feeling the emotions, and if he didn't clear it, it might turn into a physical ailment. And so I would like to have taken this opportunity to explain to you out there who maybe are hearing this for the first time how this operates. And this is a very important issue today, to be able to clear these things from the energy body. And the reason it is so important now to clear this is because these issues must be cleared before ascension. So, Dominic, your physical body and your soul is bringing this forth right now to be cleared for your preparation for ascension. So isn't that wonderful that we'll be able to get on the phone, to talk to one another, and to be able to resolve this issue that you probably had carried for many lifetimes?
Yeah, 10 years ago, I couldn't even imagine this event right now could take place at all. You know, I'm talking to you here over the phone on the radio show. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Quite remarkable, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Charlene's taking a little while, so there's probably some other issues with this, because usually she's back by now. And so we'll let her do her work and, you know, we'll just chat a little. So, Dominic, since we spoke to you last, have you been doing some writing?
I have. It's like organizing things on computer and organizing ideas and going to the cafe and writing ideas and drawing ideas and exploring through that. In a way, it's like digging up all these ideas that are buried within me.
Yes.
And, you know, that's almost like mining itself. But I'm finding new ways to bring these ideas to the surface that
Isn't it marvelous to be able to create with ideas?
mm-hmm.
Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Yes, yeah, I do lots of drawing, and with those drawings, the words come through.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it is quite a struggle with it. It seems that I feel I'm putting effort into my creativity. You know, even though it's a kind of putting pen to paper. You know, you think a writer might be having an easy time, but I thought a lot of writers are kind of really digging deep into their body and into their souls, and it's...
Well, that's why you came. It was meant to be that you do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I'm on the east... Oh, you finished, Charlene?
Yes.
Okay,
what I wanted to ask you, what he was showing me was that it was like it was a cave-in.
Yes,
in other words, it was like you're mining, maybe not coal, but like silver.
Sure. Yes, I like the idea of unblocking pipes and ideas, things like that. And if I see kind of a ditch with water going along it, and there's leaves there, I would love to unblock it to get the leaves out and let the water go through
it. Looks like it was, you were mining, it looked like either silver, I thought maybe it was gold, but I think it was more like silver. Is there silver mining in the area that you grew up in?
Oh, sorry. I thought you said sewer, but silver mine, okay. Yeah, it's, I suppose I can't really actually know what kind of things might have been there, but I can imagine there might have been like a mine area.
Now, yeah.
I can actually think, I thought about this kind of complex that people were kind of able to crawl around it, that people got stuck in various shafts.
Well, what he did was he pulled out the fear mm-hmm. and the anxiety, but also there was these feelings of hopelessness, and then you became helpless, and you couldn't mm-hmm. breathe. Now, is there times when you feel like you're enclosed and all of a sudden you can't breathe very well? He said right now you're still experiencing some of those things.
Yeah, I think...
Where it's hard for you to breathe.
I think there is something, you know, I don't have... It's just kind of stiffness in the lungs right now. It's something I do notice.
Okay, that's what your lungs are telling you. So
yeah,
what...
It's kind of stiffness.
Okay, so what he placed it with, he cleared all the past lives associated with that. And then he put in its place, once he pulled it, canceled, and released it, and then what he did was replace it with that the air on this universe belongs to me. I now breathe deeply into life.
And
I breathe.
Pink light.
Yeah, and put it in that you now, the air in this universe now belongs to you. And that you breathe deeply and completely. Then he cleared it on a subconscious level and in your ancestry line, and then on your heart mind, that was really big because your heart mind was still functioning in a state of fear.
Mm-hmm.
So he cleared that so that you breathe in with your lungs. Your lungs now have the capacity and the understanding to breathe completely, and that the air in this universe belongs to you, and that it's for you to have complete use of the air in this universe.
I'm actually breathing a lovely air in the countryside with mountains and springs. And it just feels like a relief. You know, there is kind of a close. There has been a kind of claustrophobia was in my lung area. It's that feeling over the years, and I'm just understanding that now.
Yeah, you had some cell memory in there, still in your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
In your lungs and in your bronchial tubes, okay? Because it started closing off. So take some deep breaths, and let's see if that's opened up for you with the cell memory.
Oh, gosh. I'm noticing noticing. Very wonderful.
Good.
Before
yes,
you go,
connection.
Dominic, Dominic, before you
yes.
go, is the weather around London suitable for you to take some walks out in nature for a while?
Well, it's a bit of an effort to get... I make an effort to actually do that. You know, it's like... I used to have a kind of a group of friends who used to go walking in the woodlands, but one reason or another they kind of all broke up about a couple of years ago. And
what
know,
I would suggest, what I would suggest, Donald, Dominic, if the weather is suitable, take some walks out in nature.
Yeah, I'll make an effort to go along.
Yes. I think your soul needs that with some new life now.
Yeah.
It'll help the body.
Okay. Very lovely.
You take care, dear.
Okay.
Goodbye, Dominic.
Bye.
Call back and let's see how you're doing.
Okay.
Okay.
That was interesting, Charlene. I could feel the anxiety in his breath when he first called.
I could too. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, the suggestion is go out and walk outside because the cell memory there now will say, oh, you mean this air out here belongs to me?
Right.
And that makes a big difference in his ability to breathe.
While we're talking about that, I would suggest to those people who are in areas who are able to do this, you know, we are coming into some cold weather, but... If you're in an area that is suitable, it is always good to go outside, to communicate with nature, touch some trees, observe the grass, observe any flowers that you can find, listen to the stream, the water. You know, we really are very connected to this planet. And the more we spend driving around in automobiles, sitting in offices behind a desk, you know, so much of our life is in what I would consider artificial living. We're under fluorescent lights. All these things, to a certain extent, I believe, distort the energy waves whereby we are connected to this planet. And so it is a good thing when the weather is right, if you can even walk barefoot in the grass, if you can, like I said, touch some grasses, hear the water flow, be out there in the sun, notice how the sun feels on your body, feel connected to Mother Earth, and you have to balance that artificial connection to this artificial world that humans have set up. The ancients, before we had the incandescent light, they woke up in the morning with the sun, where the sun's rays were coming in with perhaps a great amount of prana at that time, and it filled up the body. And then they would go to bed when the light became dark. So they lived a cycle very closely aligned to the earth. They were living their cycle as the earth breathed in and breathed out her energy. And now what we are doing is we are using the incandescent light. We are living a cycle that is not in tune with the earth itself. I mean, how many places do people stay up all night when we should be sleeping, when the body should be healing and maybe working at night and trying to sleep during the day? And so what we are doing is we are setting up our physical in direct opposite to the rhythms of the planet. And it's very important to be in tune with Mother Gaia. So just a thought, my dear friends. Connect with her again. Don't get so busy that you neglect the nurturing aspect of the mother in which we live upon.
You know, in that respect, whoops, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that's
an interesting thought.
Yeah, well, this kind of goes with it. And that is, if you'll notice the colors that God has set up in the universe, like in fall right now, you have all these deep, rich colors. And what your body is doing is absorbing those colors. And they're taking the light spectrum within them, within your body, to maintain you through the winter months. And then spring comes, and then all of a sudden you've got these bright, brilliant purples and yellows and reds. And they're a different tone of color spectrum. And so then that's a reawakening, those colors.
Well, that's fascinating, Charlene. And so since you brought this forth to discuss, how would you explain or expand upon the idea of absorbing colors into the body? What do you think that does for the individual?
Well, it gives you more of a sense of well-being. Because like you said, those individuals that are not out observing or being involved with the color spectrum, we walk outside and we take it for granted that, you know, there's fall, it sure is pretty, but we don't realize that God set it up for a purpose with all the healing processes that are going on that will sustain us. And so, you know, we don't stop to think about that God really is the plan to give us health and strength and vitality by having those different colors available to us. Because everything
so
has got to...
These different colors, Charlene, would you say that has some interface with the chakra system?
Absolutely. It gives you more of a balance if you look at it like that, it'll give you more. All the chakras are there, out there in nature in the fall, if you look at them. Now, they do change hues as the year goes by, but it always does it according to what we're in need of. You know? It's just a wonderful plan when you look at it. And when you walk out in nature, like you were saying, is the trees and the grass and the bushes all have their purpose in supplying us with oxygen, with us our ability to breathe more deeply and to be healed. If you're into aromatherapy, one of the healing properties in aromatherapy is pine, and the pine tree is a very healing energy in a pine tree, but most of them are. And I've had experiences with that. I'd been in a building, and I could hardly get out. I forgot to protect myself before I went in, and I could hardly get out and went and sat on a bench under a tree, and that tree just lifted all of that energy that had been accumulated in that metal building, and I was just fine.
Do you think that has to do with the fact that it's green, and green is a healing color?
Green is a healing color, yes. Yes, it definitely. And there's different hues of green that goes from the yellow to the green to the blue-green, too, in that, like you have a spruce and so forth. Everything has its purpose in keeping us healthy.
And so what you're really saying, as I perceive it, Charlene, is that there was great wisdom in the plan when this plan was implemented here.
Yes, the whole thing was set up so that we might have joy and happiness, basically, and have a healthy body to the extent that we need it. And those that work outside, I find they're much healthier than those that are stuck in buildings all the time, like you were saying.
Yeah.
We're just not out there in that. And also we've been told that if you go out in the sunshine, you not only get vitamin D, but you're getting all of the colors, too. Because the sun really is vibrating a lot of the colors that we need.
Fascinating thought. Well, my friends out there, believe it or not, we're 25% through the show. If you have a question, give us a call here, 877-876-5227. Charlene, I always like to mention this at every show because we find there's new listeners out there all the time. Give us a little bird's eye view of what you're doing. For instance, when you worked with Dominic, what was going on behind the scenes there?
Okay, because with him, he's having so many problems with his lungs and breathing, and he was starting to have some memory of maybe being stuck in a cave, or he wasn't sure what it was. But when I go in and ask God to show me what it was, it looked like a mine of some sort. It looked like it was silver they were mining, something like that. And it started to cave in. And then they lost their life because of the cave-in. But what you have to do is God will go in and he'll clear the fear and the not being able to breathe. All those feelings that you had any time in a past life, you'll go in and pull out those feelings because it's a vibrational frequency. He'll pull it out and replace it with a higher frequency. In other words, what he did was he replaced it with the frequency of I now breathe in life fully. The air in the universe belongs to me. Because then it shut down his ability to inflate his lungs. And he took out the fear and the anxiety and the feelings that was helpless. They felt helpless, and finally it became hopeless that they would be found. And
well, my darling, I know what you mean by going, how you go within. Come on, give us a little idea as to what that means.
Oh, well,
I was going to ask that.
I'm sure glad you keep me on track.
Yeah, one day you're going to get ahead of this and say it.
Say it ahead of time.
Right.
Well, when I say I go in, I mean I go in with God and I watch God, what God is doing. God has the law is that God is the healer. I'm the facilitator for God. And because I'm on the earthly plane, he has to use a physical individual that is on the earthly plane for his healing process. So he uses me, and I, when I say we go in, I mean God and I go in, or who your higher source is, I'll go in with. And we go into what's called the quantum field. Some call it the theta field, which is lowering the vibrational frequency of the brainwave slowed down. And then you can go in and program the field, which is part of the field is your subconscious mind or the past life cell memory, and pull that out. Like with Dominic, he said he gets in a place where he feels like he can't breathe, but pulls up a memory that he had in his past life.
Well, I'm sure glad you explained that, darling, and so we didn't think you were going into a closet somewhere.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I mean, we've got to have a little clarification here for the new people.
So what I do is I'm very visual, and so when I say that we go in, it means I go in with God, and he does the work, and he shows me what he's doing. And then I can tell the individual that I'm working with what he's shown me and how that person felt and how he was pulling out his feelings of fear and his feelings of anxiety and that helplessness and hopelessness, and replaced it with, and since the energy out there cannot define it, then once you put the positive in it, it believes it. And it becomes its reality. And so you've changed the cell memory. God has changed the cell memory completely.
You know, while we're talking about this, Charlene, something that I want to address.
Okay.
And that is that there are so many people today who feel like they're alone. They feel confused. They feel like, what am I doing here? And so I just want to point out that what you are demonstrating, yes, is the healing of an individual, but what you are also demonstrating is there is a creator who cares about each and every soul out there and will not only care and love and nurture, but come to this plane and work with humans to heal other humans. I mean, what a thought. And so I want to enforce that to let everybody know who hears my voice, you're not alone. And,
no, and he wants your experiences that you've had in any lifetime or even this lifetime. He wants that to be pulled out because it is a vibrational frequency of feelings and thoughts, you know, that we've had, that we've created. And he's more than willing to do whatever it takes to give us a better sense of well-being. We just have to go in and ask him, and he'll do it for us.
Well, you know, what
walk
we're really,
around and do it.
What we're really saying here, Charlene, is to reconnect with the ability to live life more joyously, to live life to the fullest, to be as alive as we can.
Yes, and he really wants us to have joy, but we've created people that we've interacted with and with ourselves. We have created a vibrational frequency of sound. And so he's willing to go in there and pull it out, so that we might experience more joy and happiness and to be able to correct some of the things that we've had experiences with that really isn't serving us. And most people say to me, they'll say, well, I, you know, you might as well live with it, you can't change it. That isn't true. God was willing to give you everything you choose to have. And I see it happening in people's lives all the time.
Charlene, while we're talking about this, darling, give the people your phone number in case they want to contact you and work privately with you.
Okay, it's 801-944-9346, Mountain Standard Time.
And while we're talking about this, these experiences, I want to remind people of some things that I have received from the Akashic Records. And one of the things that I do is a part of my mind goes to the center of the cosmos where I read individual people's records. We open up the record. It is a function of the cherubim to keep those records. And I am able to do this because a part of my soul, which is in the cherubimic realm, has come down here to Earth and has incarnated. And I am able to cooperate with them in this regard, and it is why we can go in and read the records. And something that I had received from the records that I find extraordinary, Charlene, really ties in to what you are doing with Source and clearing these experiences, because what I have been told from different readings, and this is quite beautiful, is that Prime Creator that is in the center of the cosmos was too large in its composition, Father, Mother, God, Source, the center of the cosmos, that they have to stay there, but they looked out into the void, which then they created the cosmos, and wanted to follow these strings of possibilities, what we call experiences. And so they created the souls, these souls that we are, and sent them forth to experience, to live these events. And in essence, we are reporting these events back to Source. And therefore, we are Source's progeny. We hold particles of the Creator God in the center of the cosmos in our soul, in our physical body, and therefore, why wouldn't the Creator of all, since we are experiencing and viewing these possibilities, why wouldn't Source want to clear this disharmony from our body? Because in essence, we are experiencing as representatives of Source and sending those experiences back in our Akashic records. And the further thing that I find so exciting is that I see from the records that I handle the souls where Source has actually requested that record of an individual soul because there was information there that they wished to explore more deeply. And that is a fascinating subject. So, my name, Carolyn Evers, my website, carolynevers.com, and most excitingly, you really need to connect with MetatronMinutes.com, my latest website working with the great Lord Metatron. That is his office. You know him as Archangel Metatron, and he is here because he holds the keys of consciousness between humanity and between Source, and the work there is just so remarkable. So, Charlene, we have so much to talk about, so many beautiful, wonderful things that are entering our world right now. And I thank you for being here. And I thank you out there for listening, whether it is live and you can call in or whether you are listening to the archive. Our number here is 877-876-5227. And, of course, that is the telephone number supplied by BBS Radio. And while we're talking about BBS Radio, I would like for all of you to take a moment to send your love, to send your support to those back at the station who have dedicated their lives to bring all of these beautiful and wonderful hosts on the network we have a wide range of so many talented people, and there you are with just the flick of a button to turn on your computer and listen to all of this. And Don at the station does this in great service, does this in great love, and send your good wishes to him, and with the visualization that everything runs smooth for those behind the the ship, so to speak. So, Charlene, did you have anything to add to that, darling?
Well, I think that most everyone feels like that things are as they are, and you can't change them. And so I just want to emphasize again, if there's something in your life that really is causing you a lot of stress or discomfort, a lot of anxiety, it can be changed, because there's nothing that God can't do. If he created the heavens and the earth, he certainly can change some of the things that are happening to us that don't seem to be serving us in a happy way or making us joyful. And all we have to do is go in and ask him. And see, I said go in, because that means we go into the God field and do it. And he'll change it for you. And I see some marvelous things happen in a people's life that before lived in a great deal of abuse when they were growing up. And I've seen God go in and change it. And I've seen people have a completely different type of life than they had before because of either emotional or physical or psychological abuse or sexual abuse. I've seen those things taken out. What does he take out? The feelings that the person had. The feelings that you had of how you felt while you were being abused. And he takes it out and he replaces it with a different feeling, like joy, happiness. My life is for me. I love and approve of myself just the way I am. I am created of God. All of or whatever you choose to put in. And I usually ask the person, okay, if God pulls that out, what do you want place? What do you want put in its place? Otherwise, you don't. If you take one thing out, you've got to put something back in, because it's called the vacuum effect. So you have to replace it with a positive. And then people don't. I've had one lady that has abused for years, and my goodness gracious, she does this flying high. Now she can. Hear about somebody being abused, she doesn't have all that anxiety anymore. She feels concerned for the person, but she doesn't have the anxiety anymore because God took out the feelings. And we're creative beings. We create our feelings. We create our thoughts. We create what we're doing and our behavior from that. And he'll go in and help you change it to a positive aspect.
Most remarkable.
Yeah, and see, most of us don't understand that that is a possibility, that we can actually have that in our lives.
Let's talk for a moment, Charlene, about patterns, because...
that's a good one, yes.
Yeah, and I want to talk about this because so many people are living in a pattern and don't understand that this is something that can be cleared also. For instance,
right.
if a person... maybe is a drug addict or abuses alcohol or just seems to be enraged so many times and can't control themselves. Well, what I see in the records when people ask for a reading is that if we had an event like that that happened in our lives where maybe we abused alcohol and that is not cleared, then if that happens through three lifetimes where there is the same problem that arises and is not cleared, then it becomes a pattern, and it attracts that into our lives. And so it's extremely important to work with these clearings, because if you don't, you can draw that back into your life again. Now let's take another aspect, Charlene. I want you to cover a little bit the concepts of DNA, how someone in our familial line can have events that becomes part of the DNA, and now we have inherited that.
Yes, in fact, that's one of the things we end up clearing, not past life and your subconscious. I call a subconscious the sphere of understanding. It's because we, from conception, is when it starts with the vibrational frequencies of the feelings of, say, for our birth parents. And those have to be cleared and put a positive in it. The subconscious doesn't have the ability for reasoning, and so therefore it just accepts the new information that you give it. But then you go into the DNA, which is your ancestral line. Let's say that you have a pattern or a belief system that is conducive to your ancestors. Somebody will say, oh, you act just like your aunt, or something like that. Now, that's part of your DNA. But if it has something to do, like a lot of them are pointing out now, that alcoholism or addictions, sometimes it's passed down in a DNA. It could be that you've inherited low serotonin in the hypothalamus gland, or in other areas there might be something that has been inherited, as well as your hair coloring, your eyes, and so forth. But some of that comes in too, because it's a DNA memory that has been transmitted, and so higher source will go in and take out. I've seen him take a chromosome out, and it goes zoop, and it's out, and he replaces it with another one. Just puts in a new little ladder there, you know, and it's done. And
so fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah. And see, we just don't believe. A lot of people think, oh, that can't be. But I've been doing it long enough. I've seen it happen over and over again with individuals. And once that's replaced in that DNA, not only does it not, it's cleared, for, say, for instance, clearing one for myself, it not only clears it for me, but it clears it for my future generations, because it's not in the DNA anymore. It's been pulled out. So whenever you're working on an issue that you have, a lot of times it'll be in a DNA, and you're clearing it not only for your past ancestors of feeling the same way, but you're clearing it for your future generations. And it's
while
not
we're
gonna
talking
be there.
About this, Charlene, I'd like to address sort of like a little side trip here. When we think of the physical body, you know, we can, that's made of hard solids, particles. We can touch it, we can feel it, we can hold our hands, and we know that it is there. And that is of this dimension. But those subtle bodies that we do not, that all, well, some of us see, but most of us don't, the energy bodies that is around the physical, they are not of the hard, solid particles like our hand is, or our foot, or our face if we touch it. And so that is, I would use the term more etherical. It is part of the spiritual realm. And it is for that very reason that these things occur, that energy can be lodged there, because the time continuum in those subtle bodies is not quite the same as our linear time here that our body presently is experiencing. And so we can have events from the past in that stuck energy that is in that emotional body that is next to the physical. So I thought I would pass that along so people can understand the mechanism behind this.
Yeah, I don't think we understand this. I'm sure some do more than I do, that's for sure, but about how much we are energy. And the energy we are becomes matter. And so we produce and create the energy by the vibrational frequency of our thoughts. And that's why we were always told that really watch your, I tell everybody, watch what you think and what you say, because they become your reality of what you feel, and your feelings become your reality of what
you
vibrate.
Why don't you repeat that, Charlene, because I think that's very important.
Okay. Most clients, I'll say, now, be very aware that we are creating our life. Be very aware of it. So if you have a thought that it's a negative thought, just tell God to take that out and cancel it, and then say, put this in, you know, because you don't want to have a thought pattern that is going to be creating in one of your cells. That's how the body, that's why the metaphysical is, it's been around for I don't know how long, but it's almost 100% correct that what you think and what you feel is going to be manifested someplace within your body. Because your body is created by your thought patterns, by your feelings, and by the words that you use. I have a lot of people say, oh, well, my aching back. And they do that to just be funny, but they end up with an aching back. Or I've had one lady had open heart surgery. And afterwards we were asking, why did this happen to her? And he said to her, watch what you say. And she used to say, oh, I just always have a broken heart. And he said, watch what you say. Because that becomes your reality. And that becomes the creation that we are. So if you, so watch your feeling, watch what you verbalize, what you think, and what you feel, because it becomes your reality.
Well, while we're talking about that, Charlene, let's throw that question out to the audience. What reality do you wish to experience? Do you want more happiness? Do you want more prosperity? You know, this is one that is a stumbling block for many of us. So let's throw this out, Charlene. If you need a little bit of help with prosperity, call in here at 877-876-5227. Let's do some programming.
Yeah, no, maybe we need to reemphasize that in a past life, we could have an individual that has made an oath of poverty. And, or not only an oath, but if we had some part of their dimension where they thought that if they gave what they made or what they owned or you know, used to be commodities, if they gave the biggest share of it to the king or queen or you know, I'm just throwing that in. But what happens is they felt like that would be their salvation. And that God would love them if they gave everything what they owned. And so then you come in with a cell memory into this life, and you still can't make a go of it. Or somebody will say to me, well, if I could just have enough to pay my bills. Well, so they are making enough just to pay their bills. But how about more? How about not just paying your bills, but how about having some to have fun with and to share with others? And you see, God didn't
limit. Okay, I'm going to throw the gauntlet out there. Are there some people out there who would like to give a little nudge to their prosperity? Call in 877-876-5227 and let's see what kind of programming we can do for you. Folks, we're halfway through the show. You want to be heard, you got to call in.
Yeah, prosperity is one. And right now, when everybody is in such a state of fear, I have to caution people. You see, what you fear is what you create. So if we keep saying, well, you know, the economy's really bad and it's going to get worse and how are we ever going to get out of it, that's what I'm hearing over and over again. Well, then you're going to create it. So as a group of people, we can change that by how we perceive, and we can do it collective, like you were saying, to think in a group of people that will look at life as, you know, God didn't send us here to fail. He sent us here to succeed. I had one fellow say to me once, he said, well, he was just telling me about how God just wasn't helping him at all. And I just said to him, I said, well, do you help your children? Oh, yeah. Would you want them to be happy? Absolutely. Would you do anything to make them happy? Oh, yeah, of course. And I said, why are you a better father than your godfather? He didn't send us here to fail. He sent us here because he loves us. And he's going to do whatever he can to bring joy and happiness into our lives. We just got to ask. And he's there for us. So if we have programming that's in the past life, or in the subconscious, or in our DNA, which is our ancestral line, and then there's always the heart mind, which is a receiver and a transmitter. And once those are all changed, then your behavior pattern starts changing.
Fascinating stuff, Charlene.
It really is, and it does work. I see it a lot in people's lives. And they just, it's been just a miracle to watch people.
Well, we have a caller, and your name, caller.
My name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
What can we do for you, dear?
Just listening to the show today, and I feel in myself I have something that I need to do, but I feel like I'm being blocked. It's my mind. I know I'm being blocked. I'm just listening to you guys, and I'm like, yes, help me with this, because I have some things to do, and I need some spiritual direction.
Oh, we're talking about mission here, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Debbie.
Okay, you want to know what your mission is?
Well, I know I'm blocking myself from manifesting because I know in my heart that I'm to bring out message from spirit and my prosperity as well. I know that I am blocking myself, but it is happening. It is happening now. So I'm not sure how you can help me with this, if there's any spiritual direction to guide me from the other side, or how we can pray for my help, because I'm ready to just let it go, because I'm at a point where I've got to do this work, and it has to do with my Anishinaabe ways, my culture.
Well, I'll work with your mission. Charlene, work on this prosperity issue. How's that, Charlene?
Yes, and then maybe the Cosmic Records she needs to hear.
Well, she does, and we'll get to that.
Okay, let's do the one on...
We're going to do a double duty on her today.
Oh, me good.
Okay,
we're going to work you over real good.
Thank you, honey.
We'll do the prosperity, Debbie, okay?
Okay.
Well, while she's working on that, Debbie, I want to ask you a question. Why do you think you have a prosperity issue?
Because of the way I think, and I know it's blocked through the way I was brought up, you know, how we're taught to think, and really oppressed, and I'm releasing that now as much as I can. My thinking, how I think. Mm-hmm.
Isn't it interesting how parents do not understand the power that they have over their children? They don't understand the words that they use and what it means to these children, these dear children. They're so impressionable.
Yes.
And the parents are like the gods and goddesses in their life, and they believe them.
Yes.
And right. So you believed them, didn't you?
I did.
To the point that you now are blocking your own prosperity.
Exactly.
You know, when my parents came from a very difficult time in life, and perhaps your parents did also.
Yes,
you know,
they did.
Times were harsh for some individuals. It wasn't easy. money sometimes was very scarce. And what I did to help program those thoughts is I thought to myself, my parents did the best that they could with what they had.
Mm-hmm.
My parents did the best that they could with what they had. And
right.
Things are different from me.
Yeah.
I don't have to live with their limitation.
Yes.
And so I would suggest that perhaps you think a little bit on that. In
okay.
other words, you love your parents,
yeah.
but you don't have to live with their limitations.
Yes.
Okay, there's a question that I want to ask.
Okay.
What was your belief system as you were growing up as far as prosperity or wealth was concerned?
The message that I always heard, you'll never do good, you'll never make anything out of yourself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so that becomes your belief system. So
right.
let's say the first instance, all of a sudden you said you're trying to move ahead, but you can't seem to manage to move ahead, right?
Right.
So the subconscious says, wait a minute, this is what I believe. So it
uh-huh.
pulls you back there all the time.
Yeah.
It pulls you, you go forward a little bit, right? And then
right.
and then pretty soon you're back again, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're back in that space again. That's what you were saying to me.
Yeah,
so
go back.
That's what's pulling you back.
Mm-hmm.
So, with your permission, we'll go in and change that.
Can you please?
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay,
I'm
let's
here.
Do that.
I'm in my chair. I'm ready.
Okay, just a minute. We'll change it for you.
Oh, my dear. Give me the joy of a person that is ready.
Thank you. God bless.
Hold on, because we're going to blast off. You just hold on to that chair.
Okay.
We're going to take care of you real good.
Oh, God bless.
Indeed. I can tell you are really ready. You've been waiting for this.
Yes.
And after Charlene works with you, we're going to go find out from the cherubim and your records what you're here to do.
Okay.
While we're waiting for Charlene to come back, do you have any glimpses of your mission? What are your feelings? What are you interested in? What do you think about this?
I have a message to carry from the spirit, grandmothers, grandfathers. This is my traditional ways. I was blessed with a big polar bear drum, and there's things that I know I'm supposed to speak on to help the children. Lots of really interesting things there that are going to empower children to change their belief systems.
Do you think you were an Earth Mother?
I feel it. I feel like an Earth Mother because I love Mother Earth.
Well, there were souls, and I would have to check your records and see if you were one of these. There were souls that incarnated with groups of people, and they took on that guidance for those souls. Do you ever feel that you were part of that?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I feel my heart. I feel driven.
Yeah. Well, what these individuals did is they came in with young souls. In other words,
uh-huh.
they were an older soul who had experience and knowledge in the ways of civilization, and they incarnated with very young souls who needed that training.
Mm-hmm.
And so they came down with them, and they taught them all they knew. They were the Earth Mothers.
Mm-hmm.
So when Charlene comes back, we'll find out if that was part of what your experience was.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was, it would help explain your drive now, but we'll find out. We'll figure
okay.
it out. Charlene's in there working pretty hard for you, dear.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you another question.
Okay.
He's cleared all that on your heart mind.
Yeah.
He's cleared it in your DNA and your subconscious and past life.
Okay.
Okay. What were you taught about those that had a great deal of money and prosperity.
That
and prestige.
They were better than everyone else.
That's exactly what, that is exact words that he told me.
Okay.
Exact words.
Yeah.
And I wrote them down.
Okay.
It says, they think they're better than everybody else. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that it? Okay.
Yep.
He cleared that in all levels.
Oh,
it's gone,
you.
It's done, it's over with.
Okay.
And what he put in was, the rich are generous, they're
yes.
kind, they're
yes.
service-oriented, they make
yes.
jobs for other people.
Yes.
They see others as their equal. That
I concur,
was
yes.
Does that sound right?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's everything I feel.
Okay. See, it has nothing to do with wealth. It has to do
no.
with an individual. And
yes.
so he put in that now you can move forward to be all of that and be
okay.
that kind, gentle, serving, nurturing individual in the areas that you want to be in. And then
yes.
he put in that you are now successful, energetic, prosperous, financially and emotionally.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
Gotcha.
So that is a really important avenue for you that is, the other is just not there anymore. It's gone.
Okay.
It's done.
Thank you.
And then it'd be really interesting for you to call back and let us, I mean, I had a lady just the other day, it happened to her in 2 days.
Oh.
The energy, like Carolyn has been trying to point out, in the last several months, we're just seeing things accelerating so quickly to change
mm-hmm.
This for everybody. It's just been a real wonderful journey for us, to watch.
Oh.
So I'd like to see what happens to you.
Oh, I will certainly let you know.
I hope so. Do that.
Okay, we're going to connect for Debbie, find out what she is about here.
Okay, do that one now.
Yes, darling. And if you haven't listened to the show before, Debbie, what I do is there's a part of my mind that goes to the center of the cosmos, and I connect with the cherubim realm there, and they are already going and retrieving your record. They show it to me in the form of a book, but it is really more of information that looks like a floppy disk that you put into the computer. All of this is backed up. All of the information that you have ever gathered through all of your lifetimes. And so what we're going to do, first of all, I was going to go right to this particular lifetime and see what your mission is, but I think what I'm going to do is go to that moment, Debbie, when Source, Mother, Father, God called your soul into existence. And when I look at the record, I actually see that. And it is so remarkable because 1 second you were part of nothingness, and the next second there you were ensouled. And I always find that so fascinating, because there is an amazement in the soul when they realize, I exist, I am. And they are called forth, they are birthed in this burst of white light that comes forth from Father, Mother, God. And there is the music of the spheres, and there are colors, and there are sounds, and you are being called forth to fulfill a particular part of God's plan, what some people call the tree of life.
Uh-huh.
And when you came forth, you came on this ray of love. And so Source was using the pink ray at this point. And there are many souls who have pink in their creation. You were called in on the pink ray, but with that pink, there was a tinge well, more than a tinge. There was a line of green, which represents healing, and there was a line of like a golden yellow, which is wisdom. And so at that point, that incredible point, when you awaken to the soul that you were, there was this magnificent influx of love. You answer to love, to the healing rays, and to the wisdom. And so this wisdom of what you are about, what you are to do, was implanted into your soul because you had a very specific mission. And it was, as I was intuiting when we were talking earlier, you were one of those, what I would call, coming forth from the mother matrix. And you agreed to come with groups of souls who were young, inexperienced souls, bringing them to Earth. You who had the wisdom, you who had the magnificent understanding of what it takes for a soul to be here in flesh, to gather experience, to learn how to plant the crops, to tend to the fields, to make their medicines, to heal the body. You taught these new souls the value of the eagle, of the totems that they had. You showed them the ways of nature, how the planet could nurture them, and how there was the father that they believed in the form. They believed in the creator, the ultimate creator, but they showed them as the eagle, this gigantic, magnificent totem of the eagle, representing the creative powers of the creation. And so I see you there, my dear one. When you came down with the first young souls, you were dressed in the deer skin. And I want you now, as you stand there, I want you to look down upon your garment of deer skin. Just take a moment and look at that garment. And what do you see? What color?
It's the color of the garnet is a light tan white. There's a light tan white. Yeah.
White. Yes, darling, mm-hmm. The white. I wish to point out to you the white. Very important.
Yes.
The white.
Yes.
And the dark hair, how is that fixed?
Yes.
How
braided
is
back.
Braided, yes.
Yeah.
And the white has a significance.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the white deer skin represented to these people?
No, it is purity. It's connected to the white buffalo calf, the pureness of the teachings.
There you go, darling. This is where we are taking you.
Wow.
You were the goddess figure to them.
Wow.
And what did you bring?
The pipe.
And what else?
The teachings.
Yes, and there's something else. Look in the other hand.
Healing of love, coming together, all nations of the people learning and coming together.
Don't you see the rings?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I wanted you to look at.
Oh, my God. The rings. Oh, my God. How did you guys know about the rings? Oh, you're beautiful. That's from my mom. Oh, that's a gift. They're coming. Oh, thank you. Okay.
What did you do with those rings?
They're not in my hands yet. I have turtle rings. I know my mom's crossed over and she's left rings. And I know those are sacred rings, like one ring especially. But I do have rings. I'm missing a ring right now in my home. It disappeared. It's my turtle ring.
I'm also thinking of some other rings, and that's the rings that you did the ring dance with.
Oh, yes. Okay, there you go, those rings as well.
Yep.
Okay, there's significance in those rings.
That's what I wanted you to concentrate on.
Okay,
the
ring
dance.
The rain dance and I sun dance. That's our rain dance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, but they're not lost.
Pardon?
They're not lost.
Okay.
So this is what I want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to meditate.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to meditate?
I do.
I want you to meditate, and as you meditate, I want you to view yourself dressed in the white deer skin. I want you to see the black braid.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to see yourself working with the rings and the ring dance.
Okay.
I want you to really get into that image. I want you to feel her.
Okay.
I want you to merge with her. I want you to call her down into your consciousness. I want you to reach up and be a part of her. She is the one who will give you the information that you are to bring down.
I understand. I understand.
And this
I know.
Is what you are searching for.
Yes.
You are to bring down her tradition because you are she.
Yes.
I want you to feel her. I want you to be her again. And so it is.
Oh. Oh, wow. And so it is.
And so it is.
I heard that before. I heard that before.
You call back, Debbie, and let us know how you are doing with this, how you are integrating this.
Yes. I will do that.
Because there is a second part to this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no point in getting to the second part unless you fulfill this first part.
Okay.
You must carry her energy. You must integrate her energy into you, your ego now.
Okay.
And when you feel like you have integrated this, you call back for the second step.
Alrighty, I will do that.
And so it is, Debbie.
One of my spirit people said that to me one time, and so it is. Gitchy Miigwech to you. Thank you.
Talk to you later, dear.
Okay, Miigwech.
Goodbye.
Bye for now.
See how easy that was, my friends. Don't be reticent about calling in and bearing your heart, because you walk away with much more. Our number here is 877-876-5227. Have the courage to pick up your phone and call us, because, my friends, we don't have a lot left for this day. And if there is something in your heart stirring, call us. And apparently we have a caller now. They always wait to the end of the show. And your name?
My name's Daryl.
Daryl?
Yeah.
Hi, Daryl. What can we do for you, dear?
I only caught the part I was listening about, the Native American the totems and all that. I always believe that my animal totem was the wolf, and I'm not sure if you pick up on that.
Yeah, it is.
Because that's my experience was with a husky Malamute.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear Charlene, Daryl?
You are. It is wolf.
Yeah, okay.
I can see it. I can see you.
Yeah.
So what does that mean to you?
It means it's comforting. It's comfortable. it feels like there's some strength behind that, but some comfort in allowing things to happen without, I know how wolves and dogs are very, they let things kind of just happen, and they can, you know, they have the strength to allow these things to happen. They're very playful, and maybe that's kind of where my spirit is.
Is it loyal?
Loyalty, yes.
Okay. Is it, what else does it represent? Loyalty and what else?
A community.
How about wisdom?
Wisdom, okay.
Would that fit for what you're, that's what they are, they're wise.
Yeah. Yeah, that fits good.
Now, you have a question, Daryl.
It's not really a question. I just was feeling as if lately I've been opening up to a whole new way of thinking, just allowing things to happen, I know there's a source, a higher power, and it's just, it feels more comfortable to allow, just open up to that and let things kind of happen on a day-to-day basis. Before, I was forcing things and trying to change things, and now I'm getting into this, vibrating with this whole idea of just allowing things to happen.
Great.
So it's just as I'm feeling there's a big change happening in on the earth. I'm not sure what it is. I can't pinpoint it, but it's just, I see people changing there's a faster vibration of some sort happening.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that you're a part of that?
Yeah, I feel, for myself, I feel that that's where I have to go. So I have to allow it to happen.
You said something that's very important, I think, Daryl. One of the things that you said is you have stopped forcing things and you are allowing.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the transitional pattern is for you right now. Your soul is suggesting to you to allow this to come forth, not to force it, because your soul understands what you need.
Okay. That makes sense.
Now, have you tried to meditate to reach that higher aspect of yourself?
No, I haven't. That's kind of, I've tried before, I just haven't found a real effective way to meditate. I'm a musician myself. I'm a drummer. I broke my arm, so now I'm not drumming right now until I get that better. But I don't know if I'm going to. I know I'm getting into music. I'm not sure what, if I'm going to walk away from the drums and get into more of a keyboard, more a melodic type instrument. I'm not sure.
Well, there's nothing wrong with going to a melodic type instrument, but here you have, just listen to what you're saying.
Yeah.
You have this totem.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to drum.
Yeah.
And, those two things go together.
Yeah, it feels good.
And what I would suggest is to try, I'm not saying change your drumming, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, do the drumming that you've always done, but I think what you need to do is take upon yourself another kind of drumming in addition to what you've already done. And that would be to drum along the Native American drumming. Let me ask you how you feel when I say that to you.
That's a good thing, because that was one of the things I've been exploring. I've been exploring other types of drums, or thinking about, especially the Native American. I've been down to Arizona and been with in the Navajo, that area down there, and the Hopi Indians and that kind of,
right,
at that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And I've been to a drum circle type thing with the natives from the Sioux and different,
right,
natives gather. So I like that kind of. It's a different way. It's more of a healing type drum. It's not.
Exactly.
And then also, I like the Indian drumming, the Hindu drumming, the tabla drumming with the hand, with the fingers. I like that kind of stuff.
Well, this is what I would suggest to you, that you do some of this drumming. You connect with your totem, And might I ask you, have you considered taking up the flute?
I thought about it one time because I love that kind of music. I love that Native American flute. My girlfriend has it. She has a CD that I listen to. It's one of my favorite CDs. It has a Native flute. And I was actually going to buy one at one point in Arizona a couple of years ago, and I didn't do it. And I thought, wow, that would have been something I could have learned how to do. And I love that.
I might consider that you do that. Purchase a flute.
Yes.
Play the CD. Work with some of the fingering.
Okay.
And allow your heart and soul to enter the experience. I think you'll find yourself connecting to a higher aspect of yourself by expressing it in this manner. You see, that is just as much of a form of meditation as any other form.
Yeah.
So what I would suggest that you do, Daryl, get your flute.
Okay.
Do these things and consider that a form of meditation and work with that.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I can picture that.
Yeah, because I think this is what you need to do to align yourself with the Great Spirit. Now, when I say that to you, the Great Spirit, how does that make you feel?
It feels good. It feels, I feel the vibration on that.
Yes, because I see you as a Native American. I see you as a Hopi.
Okay.
See if you can feel the way the Hopi cut their hair straight across the front.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Not tapered in the back, but like straight around.
Yeah.
They wore a headband around that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I say these things, can you picture yourself that way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Hopis, my father was, he mentioned it a long time ago about how he knew that in the family generation there were parts of Hopi Indians. Way back, English.
Yeah, this is part of your inheritance, and it's calling you.
Yeah, I know.
So, Daryl, start out with the flute. I think this would be very important for you.
Okay.
And work with this.
Yeah.
Call us back and let us know how you're progressing.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome because that feels right, and I wasn't sure about that until you mentioned that about the flute, because I'm struggling with it. I mean, I'm a musician, and there's different things that aspects I want to bring into it, and that came across at one point, and it does feel good, so I think I know I'm going to follow that.
Well, let me ask you this. How does this feel, combining the American Indian type of expression,
yeah,
with the more modern expression?
That feels great.
A blend of the two.
That's what I was going to say.
Because I see this as what you are intending to do, to create along these lines.
Mm-hmm.
You are a creator.
Yeah.
And you see, if you can use the flute and touch that aspect of your soul that is going back to your inheritance,
mm-hmm.
you'll be able to bring that forth. I see you cutting some CDs with this.
Yeah.
What you can bring in is an entirely new musical form, something
yeah.
that hasn't been created before.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yes, and then you can mix in some drumming with it,
mm-hmm.
some flute.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play the keyboard?
Yes. Yeah, I've been playing. Keyboard is very similar to drums. It flows very well for me because it's a percussion instrument as well.
Well, I see you blending these two elements. I see you blending the keyboard very naturally going into the drumming.
Yeah.
I see you creating a new music form.
Wow. Yeah. That's what I want to do.
And as you do this, be impressed with your totem.
Okay.
Because that was your connection, that was your totem also as when you were an American Indian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let us know how you do with that.
Thank you. Your name's Carolyn?
Yes, Carolyn. And the website's carolynevers.com. Some remarkable stuff at metatronminutes.com. You might be interested in that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Check it out.
Thank you, because that really, today I was just thinking about that. That's perfect. I'm gonna go look into that right away. Thank you. That's why you called,
Daryl. You needed a nudge. Get that guy moving.
Yeah, it's crazy how that works sometimes. But yeah, thank you very much.
You know, people sometimes just need a little bit of encouragement.
Yeah.
You see, you really knew what to do.
Yeah, I did, but it's sometimes things get a little bit foggy, and then these things are coming together, what you're saying, and then as you say it, as you're feeding it back to me, it makes sense to me completely, and it was a little bit, it's just, I don't know how that works, but it works. It's like synchronicity.
Well, because you see, what I'm picking up is the truth of you, and as I hand this to you, your energy body is in agreement, and it's vibrating to that truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's happening is it's imprinting in your mind, I feel this. I feel this in my body. This is truth for me.
Yeah.
But when you were thinking it, your thoughts were not as focused as they are right now. And so you were kind of wandering around with different thoughts. They were disjointed. And hearing me say this to you, that inner knowingness is vibrating and it's saying, yeah, 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 this is the truth. This is for me.
Yeah.
And so you go out and find that flute, dear.
that's my mission. Thank you. And when I get the CD, when I get a cut, I'll send you a CD.
I would love it. You know, that would bring me great joy.
I will, definitely. Thank you, Carolyn.
My pleasure, Daryl.
Okay, bye.
Bye. You see, folks, how easy that was. Give us a call at 877-876-5227. You just don't know what kind of a gem and a jewel you might be picking up. And, as I said, we are on actually, we don't even have a half an hour yet. We've got like 20 minutes. And if you had a question, you wanted to join in on this, you just better get on your phone and start dialing the number, 877-876-5227. Get busy now. Last 20 minutes. Don't you just love it, Charlene?
Yeah, it's fun.
It certainly is. Yep.
It's a joy to watch people as they make the changes. And like him, he was like, I mean, his heart just resonated all the time, and he just needed somebody to confirm it. And that's what we were able to do.
But, you know, we all need confirmation. I there's part of all of us. We need to have that little nudge. And so we've got somebody calling in now. And your name, please?
My name is Judy.
Judy?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Judy. What can we do for you, dear?
Well, I have a tough one for you, ladies. I don't know if I can give you enough information to have you help me, but I would like to give it a try.
Why not?
Okay, I have, well, about 25 years ago, I was diagnosed with severe depression. And I have been on every medication known to man, and there is only one that partly works for me. It's an MAO inhibitor. If you're familiar with those, you know they're very strong pills and have terrible side effects. And I have been told by many people that I am revisiting something maybe in my sleep that I fear is something terribly traumatic, but I have no idea what it is. All I can tell you is that if I'm not medicated, I am severely depressed, but worse than that is the fear that I feel. Right in my heart chakra, it actually beats out loud, and I feel as though you would feel if you were standing on a train track with your toes stuck and the train was coming, and that fear that you felt just before the train smacked into you, that is what I feel when I'm not medicated.
All right, let's turn you over first to Charlene. Charlene, what can you do with this, darling?
Okay, let's go in and look at that, okay?
I know I can't, Charlene, I can't give you any help as to
what
it may be. I don't.
You don't need help. You don't need to,
don't
darling.
Need to.
She's going to go look at it.
Okay.
That's the beauty of this. You just sit tight.
I'm doing that.
Yeah. Who's your higher source? Is God your higher source?
God or the great creator God or whatever
you'd like
to call him.
Okay, let's go have him do some work on it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, just a minute.
You see, Judy, you don't have to diagnose. That's the beauty of this. You just tell us what you're feeling and what you're going through.
Yeah.
And Charlene is going to go in, work with God, and let God figure it out.
Oh, that would be wonderful if somebody could tell me, because I am just beside myself, and I really want to ascend, and I'm so afraid that either the depression or the pills that I'm taking will keep me from doing that.
Well, here's what we want to do, Judy. We only have like 15 minutes.
I know.
What I would do for you is to let Charlene work on these issues,
mm-hmm.
and then I need to work on the spiritual issues from your records. And
right.
I don't know that we're going to have time to do that. I'm going to be on the radio tomorrow at 4:00.
Okay.
We'll let Charlene work with you today. Call in tomorrow.
I won't be here. Well, I'll have to wait until next Saturday.
Well, we're on every other Saturday. So we're not going to, Charlene and I won't be on until 2 Saturdays from here. But if you're not going to be able to call tomorrow, you can call me next Sunday.
Okay. Yes. That I'll have to do.
So we're gonna let Charlene take care of that aspect with
mm-hmm.
you, and then you can catch up with me, and we'll take care of the other, because you've got something back there also that you need to know about.
There's something there, I'll tell you, but I just can't even give you a clue what it might be.
You don't need to, because you're blocking it.
Obviously, yes, that's it.
Well, you see, you know, where fear is concerned, fear... Many times we want to run from fear. We don't want to
mm-hmm.
face it. And so we block those issues that might reveal it to us.
Right.
We're afraid to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't. And then what happens is when we don't look at it and we don't clear it, it becomes even bigger.
That's exactly what's happening to me. It's getting worse and worse.
Yeah, it's like that big monster in the closet, you know?
Mm-hmm, yes.
You're afraid to open up the closet door and let him out for fear that the monster's going to overtake you.
Right.
And because it is in the dark and it's unknown, it even becomes more monstrous.
Right, I don't have a clue what that monster might be.
Could open up that door, might be a little mouse walking out. So we'll find out if there's a monster or a mouse in your closet.
Okay. A mouse would be cute. I wouldn't mind a mouse. My cat brings me mice all the time.
Yeah, you can call in your cat and take care of that.
I'll put him on the job if that's what it is.
You know, so many times our greatest fears turn out to be such a whimper.
I don't know, but this has been a lot of years, and I'm just...
Because it has built up, my darling. This is what I'm telling you.
I know.
It might, when you really get to the root of it might be something very small.
I feel as though I've been being punished for all these years. And if I don't get to ascend with the rest of you people, that is going to be a double punishment. And I'm scared to death of that.
Well, I think perhaps one of the things that you have to do is stop using the word punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe... the word obstacle or challenge, because
all right, challenge is I could use challenge, yes.
Use challenge, obstacle. Stop using that word punishment because that's so dire.
I understand.
You know, an obstacle or a challenge we can overcome.
Yes.
A punishment.
Challenge is good, yes. I go with that.
Yeah, because a punishment, sometimes it's like I'm being held someplace and I can't escape from this.
Yes, it's very negative.
Yeah.
You're right. I shouldn't use that word.
Yeah. Just erase that one.
Okay. Now, you tell me, Judy, what you're feeling right now.
Nothing, really.
Can you feel a change at all?
My hands are tingling.
Your hands are what?
My hands are tingling.
Ah. Okay. Okay, now how's your chest feeling?
Kind of pounding a little bit.
Okay. Now, I want you to take some deep breaths.
Mm-hmm.
And each time, blow out. And when you do that, blow out the... Think of blowing out the negative, will you?
Okay, I'm trying. I'm not even sure I can do these things when I'm on this medication. They kind of make me brain dead.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I'm not working with my own brain, if you understand what I mean.
I do know what you're saying. Yeah, it'll get to... Because you're not... You've still been grounded, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to still see some changes as you go along here. And you'll just... hopefully you'll start feeling the difference. Because if it was me, just start... I would probably just start doing the deep breathing and then just release.
Mm, I feel like I'm breathing in through the top of my head.
Okay. Okay, breathe in through your lungs. And then release. And as you do that, what I want you to start doing, I don't know what you've been talking about, but make sure that you think very positive thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you have some negative feelings, just say, you know, I give these negative feelings to God, and I choose to be happy. Okay?
I'm trying to do that. I know I shouldn't say try.
That's okay. It'll change. You'll start noticing what you're saying and thinking, okay? It's part of the process that once you do that. But you've got other people that are kind of helping you be in that space. Right?
Mm-hmm. Do you have any reason at all what traumatic thing is...
Is creating it?
Is creating this, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and what I want you to do is call later. Okay.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, call later?
Well, like, you can call back in 2 weeks, or else you can call me at home if you choose. You can call me direct if you need some help. Because there's some things you don't want to talk about on the radio.
Maybe I should do that then.
Okay.
You have her number?
Judy.
Do you have Charlene's number?
I don't, and which is...
Charlene, give her your number, honey.
Okay, 801.
Wait one sec, let me get it. Oh, I dropped the pen. I'm a nervous here. Okay, 801?
Yeah, 944.
Uh-huh.
9346.
9346. Okay.
Because there's some things there that need to be addressed and pulled out, okay?
Well, that would be wonderful if you could help
okay.
me. When should I do this?
Anytime you choose.
Now, give her your time zone, Shirley.
Oh, I'm in Mountain Standard.
Okay.
So what time zone are you in, Judy?
I'm on the East Coast. I'm in Eastern Time.
Okay.
You're in Eastern Time?
Yeah.
Right now I'm 15 minutes to 4 o'clock.
Right, and I am at 5:46.
Okay.
So you can call her and it won't be in the middle of the night.
Okay. So you are 2 hours behind me.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, 2 hours. Because you've got some things there that we've got to pull out to help with it, okay?
Oh, that would be wonderful. I thank
yeah,
you so much.
Yeah, let's see what we can do, okay?
Okay.
All right, talk to you again.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we have 10 minutes, folks. 877-876-5227. We might have enough time to take one more caller. And if you don't call in, why, Charlene and I will just sit here and chat, and you can sit back and listen. Not tired of hearing us talk yet, huh?
Well, a lot of people, you know, I think it's a point that needs to be brought up, and that sometimes the people that are dealing, I'm not saying 100%, because you never know what it is, not really, but sometimes a DNA can come through that you inherit low serotonin. In other words, the hypothalamus...
I was hoping you'd address that.
Yeah, the hypothalamus is not by the DNA. It has got a memory to secrete a certain amount of serotonin. And when you inherit that, then, of course, that comes in, and then you see all of the several family members that have problems with depression, and that's because they inherit it. That lowers serotonin because there's a memory there that is in the DNA that says this is how much the hypothalamus will secrete the serotonin. And so that comes in a DNA. So a lot of times you have to go in and change the memory that is there and tell the serotonin to secrete more, the hypothalamus to secrete more serotonin. And then it does, because it'll say, oh, you mean this isn't enough? And it'll start doing it because you're reprogramming. And sometimes that can be a case with depression, if it's inherited. Because some people say, well, that was like my dad or my aunt and my grandma. And they'll name several people that have had the same issue. That's usually a DNA,
mm-hmm.
you know, from the chromosomes. You've been programmed with it. The low serotonin.
Yeah, and people, you know, wander around trying to find an answer when it is something that can be so easily repaired.
Yeah, and, you know, God will go in and repair it for you.
Shirley, we have 5 minutes, darling. How about giving your phone number out one more time?
Okay. Mountain Standard Time, 801-944-9346.
And I would like to suggest that... you take a trip to one of my websites, which is www.metatronminutes. And, of course, that's a very important website. All the information on there was dictated to me by Lord Metatron. That is the name of his office, as he holds the keys of consciousness between God and the people. And most people know of him as Archangel Metatron. We are now doing live readings with him, and if you decide that you would like a reading with it, it is quite fantastic. He's doing soul readings with individuals. We also have at that website the Journey of Yeshua's Soul, which is positively remarkable. Starts from the very beginning of his soul and his mission with Earth and the role that he played, takes us right up into ascension. Beautiful, beautiful works. So, Charlene, we probably have 4 minutes. Anything you care to wind up the show with?
Well, other than just to encourage people that when they think that things can't be changed, that they can, and that God loves them unconditionally. Just, you know, we go in and we put him in as a creator that is very resentful or is going to get even with you because you've done things that are you feel are incorrect, and he's an unconditional God, and he wants to help you all that he can to make your life better and make your journey here more peaceful and calming. So don't, you know, sell him short by not allowing him the opportunity to help you, because he loves
you. Well, you know, I'd like to kind of comment on that a little bit, Charlene. You know, the Old Testament of the Bible portrayed God as being wrathful with vengeance and so forth, and that's not the God that we understand.
No, and it sure isn't.
No, and it sort of is programmed there into these memory cells that we have, and that has not been our experience as we walk this path, and we have an interaction with God. We see God as an extremely loving being who is there for us, and the only emotion, the only true emotion that God has is love. That is what vibration is love.
You know, and you bring up that point that I've been trying to point out lately, too, and that is, in each atom is called the adamantine particle, which is God's love, which holds everything together. And so that love is there. We just have to understand that God loves us and he wants us happy. And he's not resentful and he's not vindictive. And it's like you said, we seem as very kind, loving, nurturing and wanting to give us all that there is.
And I like the other phrase that you use a lot, Charlene. God did not intend for us to come here and fail.
Nope. He really, the intent was to have us to come to succeed. Because if we're his essence, therefore, he wants his essence to succeed. He'll do whatever he can to help us and support us in that journey.
Well, since we are at the end, I would like to say thank you to Charlene. We'll be back in 2 weeks. And this is Carolyn Evers, and I'll be on the air tomorrow from 4 to 5, this same place. And we focus more on reading the Akashic Records, walking with you along your path, bringing as much information to you from these records. And so I say to all of you, thank you, Charlene, and to all
thank
those
you.
Who are out there, goodbye.